I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, where we go on a podcast? Al, what is up?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. What did I write down here today? We were talking about yesterday. I think we were talking about bands. Like, if you, let's say you're a band playing a club or a bar, right? And I said I went to see this guy who did these Billy Joel songs, but there was like a lead singer who was the band leader. There was a piano guy.
Eight members.
Yeah. Thank you, Jerry. So we put out there. I go, I wonder who gets paid. What do they get paid? This sort of thing. So a gentleman reached out to me and said that his father is involved in fact, Jersey Shore music stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that there is a rate that these guys get per person.
Right.
The band leader gets double.
Wow.
And horn players get a different higher rate because there are fewer of them.
Hmm. So they're in demand.
They're more in demand.
How about that?
I actually would have thought the horn players played for free because I would think it's a hobby. And not everybody wants horn players.
Right. Not a big instrument, you would think.
Yeah, not a big instrument. And to have a horn that you know how to play, maybe be like, oh, it'd be fun to go out and play one night.
Isn't that what Chicago used a lot, the horns?
Yeah, a lot of horns.
Not many popular bands anymore.
Yeah, I love a horn section. Either it's great. Sometimes the Jersey Shore cover bands will have a horn section, just like a couple of dudes playing horns.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I saw that Brian Kirk and the Jerks a couple times had horns.
By the way, how about this? You know, I've binge watched NCIS. I've told you that. Brian Kirk, the NCIS theme. I just noticed that
for
the
real?
Other day. Yeah.
You think that's the same guy?
I mean, how many Brian Kirks are there in music?
Yeah, it can't be many.
I would think it's him, but he left out the Jerks.
The Jerks are like, really? We didn't help you. You're telling me.
That means, assuming it's him or whoever, because it's episode one, it's his song.
Oh, my gosh.
That show is 22 years.
If he is the same, I'm gonna work on this afternoon.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to Google this, Jerry, to see what the hell this is all about.
Yes.
But if that's true. We were also by the way, you're turning 50 today, Jerry.
Yes.
Well, I guess you are 50
now. I am
now.
50 now.
Let me ask you this. What do you feel at 50?
Nothing.
So do you have this feeling? Like I kind of had this feeling at 50 more than any of the other ages.
Yeah.
And that was, percentage-wise, that you're going to screw up your life once you hit 50,
mm-hmm.
It's got to be minimal.
I hope so.
Like when you're in your 20s, your chances of screwing up your life are still pretty good.
Right.
You know, you're 18, you're 22, you're 24. When you get to 50, I mean, you would have to have You would have to do something catastrophic, like partially lose your mind, in order to really screw up your life.
No, you could screw up your marriage, which would in turn screw up your life pretty
That's
good.
That's true.
Especially if you have kids. If you don't have kids, no. Just getting divorced or breaking up from a wife or girlfriend doesn't screw up your life. But if there are kids involved, that could throw a monkey wrench
that
in the
is
light
true.
Of
That's
what
a
you're
good
doing.
Point.
I could screw up financially pretty good. Mm. There's no doubt. Bad investments could end up in the poorhouse very quickly.
That's a good point.
What else?
So I guess really all I'm talking about is you're probably not going to start doing drugs.
I hope not.
At 50.
That is the goal.
If you haven't done them prior.
To not do drugs or become an alcoholic, yes.
Like you're not going to at 50 go, what's this cocaine all about?
No, I don't think so.
Right? That's not a 50-year-old person's thing to do.
I think the biggest thing you worry about is your health.
Yeah.
You know, you try and do things the right way still with your life. But health-wise, there's a lot that you can't you can control a lot. I do agree with that, and you can prevent a lot. There are some things, though, I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know.
So you're not having – are you feeling nostalgic at all?
No.
Not at all?
No. I just don't think about it.
Yeah.
I think, like, my mother called me literally before you, when you were in the meeting before, and just said, I don't understand how, like, you don't look like you're 50, and two, I don't understand how 50 years have passed. I'm like, man, I don't think about it. And I feel like she's having a tough time with it. I know my wife, who turned 50 a couple of weeks ago, she had a tough time with it. Rich Ackerman told me 50 really got him hard. I don't care. My life today is the same as it was yesterday, is the same as it was a year ago.
Yeah, I think when you hit key life moments like turning 50, as long as things are going well in life, it's like, oh, it's all good.
Yeah,
I think
agree.
If you were in a bad spot in life and you hit 50, you're like, boy, I better get it together. I better figure out a way to get it together.
Mm-hmm. Before it's too late.
Because I'm 50.
Yeah, well, it's funny, too. Like, I was just talking to CeeLo about New York City and the area.
Yeah.
And I just said, like, I even, like, contemplated, what about moving to Pennsylvania, where you're still within 60, 65 miles of here. It's still doable, but you just get away from this area and just, you know. And I understand, family, we're not going, and my son's starting high school. I know we're not going.
You're not moving to Arizona.
And then, no. And then even he said, he goes, well, in time. I'm like, yeah, but I don't want to do it in time when I'm old and I can't do the things I want to do. Like, I want to enjoy it while I can. So... But I'm not. It is what it is. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, once you either you have your own family and or your parents are around and they're getting older, your siblings are getting older, no one really leaves.
Yeah, I would leave.
You would?
I would. And that's not a knock on my family or anything. It's I think about how much I don't see them already because of how busy my kids' lives are, how busy their lives are. And not that we've become a holiday family. That's not true. But we're not having Sunday dinner every week. And I really do believe if my parents lived in Arizona, let's say 6 months out of the year, like if they went to Arizona every, let's say, mid-October to mid-March, where the weather is better, my mom feels better because the inflammation's down with the humidity and everything. She really, every time she's been there, she feels great. We'd go see them a couple of times, and I would expect them to come home for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And if you add a trip or two in, if you do the math, we're probably seeing them just as much, and it's almost like you can't wait to get out there and see them. It's a little different. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I could see that one as well, Jerry.
But I also understand needing to hop on a plane is not as easy as you get jumping in the car. I know that.
Right. Because who knows? You never know. You get to the airport, you could be delayed.
Absolutely.
Or it could be smooth. That's the thing. Like, when you have a nice flight, like Gina went to Florida recently, and her flight back was so fast and mm-hmm. so. She goes, it was so simple.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it should be simple.
Yep.
But the percentage of the times you do this where it is a simple flight seem not so high.
I actually think it goes well a lot more than you think. The problem is when you get that bad one.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, it's brutal.
Yeah.
And I think it erases the previous five good experiences. Like my son went to Fort Lauderdale this week, and I picked him up Sunday. He wasn't checking anything. It was literally a backpack. He was only there for a couple of days. He brought a backpack and then a smaller bag that he could
carry on.
Yeah, and small too, and His flight was at 7:45 out of Fort Lauderdale. He got to the airport at 6:15, and he was only 15 minutes away. The hotel was 15 or 20 minutes away. So he left the hotel at 6, and they landed. Flight left on time, early-ish. It landed 30 minutes earlier than scheduled, as they always say, and we were home at 11 a.m. He left Fort Lauderdale at 6 on a commercial flight, not a charter, not a private flight. We walked in the door at home at 11 o'clock. Couldn't have gone better.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And he even said, he goes, we should do this more. I'm like, well, yeah, if it wasn't $500 a ticket costing me $2,000 for the four of us. Like, it's easy when it's just you.
Yeah.
But when I got to pay for four people, all of a sudden, you know, $500 times four is a lot of money.
Yes. You know. Yeah. And this time was a smooth sailing, and that's what you hope for, but don't expect it.
Right.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I feel like at my age, Jerry, I'm now 54. I'll be 55. I may be maturing now as I've grown tired of 90 Day Fiancé.
Hey, all right.
I bailed, Jerry. It was enough. I just completely lost interest in the couples.
Yeah. I mean, it's very repetitive.
It is.
I mean, I know much of life is repetitive and routine-ish, but you've seen one of those. You've probably seen them all. Or a few seasons.
Pretty similar. What's the strangest thing to me that these people do is there's no forward thinking on this show. Like, there's no forward thinking of, okay, I'm meeting somebody in the Philippines. I'm going to then move them to my country. They're not allowed to work here because of the visas. And they don't get along with my family about, oh, this is going to go so smoothly.
And it falls apart.
Yeah, and it's with no, and they'll be living with each other for a week, and they'll be like, oh, I can't live with this person. No forethought whatsoever.
Right. You didn't think of that before?
And that it goes over and over again. Like, there's no, like, I'm somebody who probably overly thinks future items.
Yes, I would agree with that.
And these people are the opposite. Like, they don't ever seem to look ahead of to what complications does it come with meeting someone online in the Philippines, having them move to the United States. They're not allowed to work. It's
all right,
chaos.
Let me ask you a question, because I have something TV related to before we go that I think you're going to like.
I will love it.
Let me ask you this. How many of these people, are, in your opinion, are really looking for love as opposed to trying to get on TV? Like, a lot of those reality shows, you see, like, professional reality show actors.
Yeah, they're on multiple shows.
Yes, which means they're trying to get their way into Hollywood and trying to become serious actors and actresses. How many of these people do you think feel like this might be a way in?
Yeah, I think as the seasons get more and more, right, so that it becomes more, you'll get more people like that.
More
because,
Hollywood.
Yeah, because they'll see other people gaining fame, even if they were gaining it for being them actual selves on these reality shows. But then when you see a couple people cut through to real Hollywood, then you're going to get people that want to do that.
That is very true.
But you seem like, I don't know, I guess that's, even in these reality shows, you have to, I don't know, say book the shows, but you have to get, the same way you would want to get the proper actors and actresses for a scripted series, you do need to pick the right people for these reality series.
Oh, for sure.
Because otherwise they're just not interested.
And they're, well, it's kind of like, which we've talked about, Tarek and Christina.
Yeah.
We obviously didn't know what was going on off the camera, but on camera and the way they did that show, they related well, they looked and worked with the camera well, and the show flowed. Since then, we've seen other flip shows. It's awkward.
Yeah.
It's not great. They did it the right way. Maybe because they were the first, I don't know, but they were really good at it. Not everybody is.
Right, even when you take those two individuals who are good together, when you put them on other flip shows, not great.
It's okay. It's better than some. Not great.
Right. It's all chemistry, Jerry.
Yeah.
It's all team chemistry.
How about
right
this
there.
For you? I thought you would love this if you weren't aware of it. I don't think you were, because I think it was announced when you were in the meeting. Netflix has announced wide receiver.
Is that right?
Here's who they're following.
Okay.
Davante Adams, Justin Jefferson, George Kittle, Debo Samuel, and Amon-Ra St. Brown.
I'm into that.
I'm disappointed no CeeDee Lamb, because I love that kid.
Ah, he'd have been good.
I would have liked him. It's called, I'm sorry, not wide receiver. It's called receiver.
Right. I was going to say George Kittle, tight end, right?
Yes. From the creators of quarterback, receiver is coming later this year.
It doesn't have the same ring to it.
No, but when you look at the personalities that they do have.
Yeah.
I think Debo Samuel's a great personality. Kittle's fun.
Yep.
It's Adams, Jefferson, and St. Brown. That's pretty good.
No, I will watch that. I'd be locked into that.
That is pretty good.
I love seeing guys at home and then go into the practice field, then trash talking in games.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm all for it.
It's fun.
Look how much we fell in love with Kirk Cousins after that.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, absolutely. No doubt. And that helped his reputation, I think, more than anything, other than winning a Super Bowl. I feel like that helped his reputation more than anything.
Marcus Mariota remained boring and not interesting, who we knew about.
Right.
And Patrick Mahomes was Patrick Mahomes. We saw him a lot of stuff on the field. He was interesting because he was a talker.
Right.
So who will be the big star of this show, Jerry? That's the question.
I'm going to say George Kittle.
Hmm.
I really do.
I'm going to go Devontae Adams on this one.
Okay.
Watch it be Amon St. Brown.
You might be right. I don't know.
His name is Amon?
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yeah. Yeah.
So last name is St. Brown?
Yes. St. Brown.
St. Brown. Yes. All right. Jerry, let's do the warm-up show.
I don't have an answer on this Brian Kirk thing.
I'm going to figure that out.
Please do.
Man, if he's banking CBS.
Because Brian Kirk is the guy who not only did NCIS, he also did the theme for Jag.
Oh, man, Jerry.
But I can't tell. I mean, Brian Kirk, K-I-R-K. It's a pretty, that's not a common name.
It's not.
And the fact that he's in music.
Yeah, he is in music, Jerry.
I don't know.
Who knows? All right, Jerry, let's do one of that. So!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.